Whitman extends the poetic tradition of addressing work, its motions and rhythms, its sweat and grime, its tedium and transport, with his delineation in this section of the complex relationship between work and play. From the repartee and dance of the high-spirited butcher boy to the hammering of the blacksmiths lies white space animated by an unspoken question: what is work? If work is what defines us, at least in part, then the poet, who prefers to lean and loaf at his ease, will bring the spirit of play to the blacksmith shop. He stands on the threshold between the burning heart of the forge and the larger world, determined to link motion and matter through the act, the labor of his observing. What pleasure he takes in watching the smithies work, reproducing on the page the cadences of their hammering as they fashion the artifacts that make up our environs. Three times in one line he uses the word overhand, creating a hypnotic effect which may inspire readers to summon memories of that brief and blessed state in which by a seeming miracle they sometimes lose themselves in their labors. Drudgery, of course, is the more common experience of work and what in fact makes possible the courting of transcendence. Repetition may invoke a playful spirit which is always hovering nearby. Around the anvil, the smithies find a rhythm in which to merge their individual selves in a larger enterprise. Think of it as a collective form of shuffle and breakdown, a slow dance in which new shapes are delivered unto the world. Just so, writers gather around the anvil of language, our common inheritance, hammering word by word at their materials, seeking to find the right place and rhythm in which to leave their mark.